Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Alyssa McCarr-Laborde from the World Council. How are you, Alyssa? Good to see you again.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Good. How's the conference going for you?
So far, so good.
We're like, what, 2.5, 3 days, something? I know. Yeah, we're all on fumes, but only like maybe 1.5 days to go, 2 days, something like that, depending on what your activities are here. But we're glad you're here, and gosh, we've got so much to talk about, but you're kind of celebrating your 1 year anniversary taking
one
over
year,
the helm
at the World Council.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Oh, 1 year, 6 months. I'm 6 months behind. I apologize.
I can't say I'm new anymore.
No, you're a veteran. So tell us how that first year has gone, or the first year and a half, rather.
You know, it's been a lot. A lot of people have asked me how has it been, and I always pause to answer that question because I think it took me a while to get a sense of all the players and the industry partners and complexity of credit unions, not just in the U.S., but in the 100-plus countries where we have credit unions.
Yeah,
systems.
I don't know how you guys do it.
But I think we've finally, with the team, I think we've landed on not just how do we respond to members, but where can we really lead the sector in a way that's going to be meaningful and drive growth and impact and inclusion, which is ultimately what we're about.
Yeah.
So it's taken a while, but I think I have a bit of a better handle.
Yeah. So what are some priorities for 2023? What's on the docket, so to speak? What do you guys got going?
So the way we describe it is, you know, we're trying to promote equitable and resilient communities around the world. And when we think about the key themes and those drive strategic priorities that are drawn from pain points that members face, from where we see trends in the banking sector and financial systems, how do you drive inclusion for everyone? We see kind of three themes playing out. One of that is digitalization, you know, digital innovation for inclusion that solves for some of the pain points. And I'll give an example. We run a global statistics report every year, and we started asking a bit deeper questions around access to things like payments, digital payments, things that are driving financial services. And shockingly, there's only about half of credit union systems globally that have direct access to national payment systems. So think about that. If you don't have a good way to offer digital payments and transactions for your customers, that's the way we deliver financial services.
Exactly.
So we're really looking at how do we invest in strategic partnerships with digital platforms? How do we try to work with regulators to open up access to credit unions more directly, aggregate those services in a way that you're not dependent on commercial banks that sometimes, because of de-risking and other things, pull away from credit unions, and so they don't have good choices. So this whole digitalization in so many forms is going to continue to be a priority.
Yeah, and that's a never-ending journey. You know,
we're
in for the duration, forever, how long it lasts.
It is never-ending, but I think we have some good leads on how to really bring other global platforms through World Council and our partners, because we have touch points to nearly, I say this statistic all the time, nearly 400 million members around the world that we have touch points to. Think of what you can do.
Mind-blowing.
To deliver different kinds of products and services.
Yeah.
And then if you just had every member introduce another member, you're talking about 1 billion people. So I get excited when I think about that exponential potential of reaching.
Yeah, that so word of mouth, you know? So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So digitalization is one. The second big thing that I know has come up in this conference, it's on the advocacy agenda, it's, you know, part of what we're watching internationally is this whole new growing crisis around sustainability and climate adaptation. And so we're watching it from a regulatory standpoint, ESG regulations that potentially will be expensive in terms of compliance. But we're also finding that credit unions in many different markets, especially leading markets, if you look at Brazil, Canada, Australia, even Costa Rica, they have already for years now looked at how do we think about sustainability in terms of better regenerative products mm-hmm. for customers, mm-hmm. investing in biodiversity, yeah. looking at not just carbon footprint, but looking at ways that help customers transition to better ways to run a business mm-hmm. if you're in the agricultural mm-hmm. space. So we're trying to really look at how do we surface the good examples that are already happening and be able to really leverage this network of so many different professionals grappling with these mm-hmm. issues and climate disruptions and weather patterns and things we're seeing across the U.S., but also in so
all
many
around the world, yeah, for sure.
places. So I think that's going to be a big theme, again, that is never ending, mm-hmm. but that we really owe it to ourselves to showcase that credit unions, you know, deeply listening to what their community and their membership needs, is that they're already acting mm-hmm. In important ways.
And it's great that maybe domestic credit unions here in the U.S. can look to other credit unions in other parts of the world and go and maybe set the template, or the other ones set the template for the ones here. So I'm sure you guys are a conduit for that, right? So you guys can bring that message back home, if you will. So
I'm really glad you say that, because I've spent my whole career just working in emerging markets and international mm-hmm. markets, and in the U.S. I think we sometimes have this. It's our history.
Yeah.
It's our the revolutionary founders that we we serve our members here. We focus on what's on our shores. But if you zoom out to the satellite images of the planet, we're all interconnected. Our supply chains, our financial markets.
And we learned that lesson, did we?
Our biodiversity. All these things are really interconnected. So mm-hmm. for me, we have this global network. And so I am encouraging U.S. credit unions to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. There's learning of what is happening with other really forward-thinking credit
yep.
union leaders.
Yep.
And that's the role that we ultimately want to play. National bridge to that experience.
Yeah, you can foster that big time for sure. Yeah, we don't always have the answer here. Other people are doing some really cool stuff, and it's good to be exposed to that for sure. So, last thing, what do you hope to achieve at GAC? What do you want to achieve here, or maybe what do you want to take away as well from the GAC this year?
Lots of things I take away, because I'm always learning. Mm-hmm. I'm still not so new, but I'm still really learning. What can we benefit, in terms of learnings and experiences from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
market?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do I connect those dots
yeah.
with the role that I play with the global credit union movement?
Mm-hmm.
So, my message, I'm going to be on stage tomorrow. My message is one, to say thank you. The U.S. system really supports World Council in such a way that it allows us and credit unions everywhere to be in the places that matter
mm-hmm.
most. And that's in crisis, Ukraine,
yeah.
Turkey,
yeah.
in an earthquake, many places around the world, that we are a global community, and
mm-hmm.
I think it's part of the cooperative spirit
mm-hmm.
to be part of that. Message of thanks, and a message to just get engaged.
Yeah.
Leverage this network. It's a career of really focusing on the international experience. I really have learned firsthand how much of an enriching experience it is
mm-hmm.
just to get outside of our bubble
mm-hmm.
and really, really see what else is happening and how to create impact. And
I think everybody should do that.
Makes you a better person, makes you a better professional.
Completely.
And there's much, much work to do.
No doubt. And you're the right person for it. All right, Alyssa, I know you have a busy, busy schedule, so thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes, and keep up the good work there at the World Council, will you?
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.